The number of over 55s ending up on the JobSeeker benefit is steadily on the rise, prompting calls for employers to change their attitudes to older workers. Advocates say keeping older people in the workforce has plenty of benefits, but some employers still opt for fresh blood over someone with a wealth of experience. Our social issues reporter Sarah Robson has the story.
Mabel Silbury is 64, a hard worker all her life until she was made redundant last year.
Now, I was working at the sheepskin tanneries in Christchurch. Some of us were made redundant, and I thought that I could survive on that redundancy package till I retire this year, but it didn't quite work out.
Mabel Silbury ended up at Work and Income and went on to the JobSeeker benefit. But sitting at home doing nothing while she waited to turn 65 wasn't her cup of tea. Work and Income looked at her previous skills and experience and matched her up with a job at a freezing works, which she loves. And she reckons she's putting some of her younger colleagues to shame.
Because of my age, they all sort of look at me and say, oh, my gosh, she's strong, or in the comments like that.
You're just as good, if not better than them, right?
Well, just as good as anybody, really, or anybody at my age that think that know they can handle it.
The latest figures from the Ministry of Social Development show that in the 3 months to December, there were just over 29,000 55 to 64-year-olds on the JobSeeker benefit. That was up by more than 1,500 on the same period a year earlier. Diane Turner is the director of the Office for Seniors. She says older people ending up on the benefit have often fallen on hard times quite suddenly.
Sometimes it's people that are made redundant from their jobs. Equally, it can be people who have been out of the workforce for a period of time, whether it's for a health or family or other reason.
And Diane Turner says when older people do find themselves out of work, it can take them a lot longer to find a new job.
Which means that they can be eating into their existing savings. It may mean, you know, if it goes on for a very long time, that their mortgage payments fall behind, and it causes a lot of stress.
Diane Turner says there are a lot of myths about older people in the workforce.
People are fit, active and healthy. If people have kept their skills up to date, you know, they're highly employable in today's market.
Mary Somerville is the director of Inside Out Works, which specialises in helping companies become more age diverse and inclusive. She says many employers underestimate the value of older workers.
There's no guarantee if you're bringing in new people that they're going to be sticking around. So it's just a case of not valuing enough the people that you have and not putting enough investment into systems and accessible ways of working, which could make it more attractive for older workers to stay on.
Kevin Lamb from Age Concern Auckland says attitudes have to change.
Increasingly, many people over the age of 65 are wanting to or needing to stay in work because it's becoming more and more costly for us to get to live and to enter retirement. So people want to carry on working, and often people are able to carry on working.
Does Mabel Silbury reckon she'll keep working beyond 65?
I'll see how I go. I'm not going to say for definite whether I'm going to last it, but I'll give it a crack.
Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Sarah Robson, aho.